And if you cook them in hot water, then you call them?
Boiled.
Boiled?
Eggs.
Okay. And if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells in the hot water, then they're?
Poached.
And what do you call the fat salt pork that you might use for boiling with greens?
White side.
Okay. What's that like?
I don't know. Really, no, it's just salt. Mm-hmm. Meat hadn't been cured, really, except for salt.
And you call that white?
White side.
Mm-hmm. What, did you ever see a hog butchered?
Mm-hmm.
How was that done? Do you remember?
Well, it goes into detail in telling how one's butchered, but at first they're scalded and the hair's pulled off of them, and then they hang them up. By the heels and to butcher them and to gut them.
what do they call the parts of meat then?
Hams and the middlings, shoulders.
Mm-hmm. When you cut the side of the hog, what do you call that?
The side.
Mm-hmm.
The middling.
Mm-hmm. Would you call
between the shoulder and the mm-hmm. ham?
What about bacon?
Well, that's what the middling's was smoked and make bacon out of.
Mm-hmm.
That.
Would you talk about a side of bacon or a middling of bacon? Or
talk about a side of bacon.
Uh-huh. And so you think of middling is what bacon is before it's smoked?
Mm-hmm.
What about the kind of meat that you buy sliced then to fry with eggs?
And bacon.
Mm-hmm.
Breakfast bacon.
Okay. And the edge of the bacon that you cut off?
It's the skin or the rind.
Okay. And you might take the trimmings and slice them up and grind them and make?
Sausage.
And what do you call the person that kills or sells the meat?
A butcher.
Okay. And if meat's been kept too long, you say the meat is?
Old or spoiled.
Okay. And after you butcher hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Souse, mm-hmm. hog head cheese.
That's the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
What about from the liver? You ever heard of cooking and grinding up the hog liver?
I have, but I've never seen any of it.
Mm-hmm.
Liver pudding or something mm-hmm. like that, I think, to make out of it. But I don't know anything about that.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of people making anything out of the blood?
No.
Blood pudding or blood sausage?
I don't think I'd want any. No, I don't know.
What about, do you ever hear of a scrapple or pawn hoss or cripple? Something made out of this hog's head cheese and cornmeal?
Mm-mm. I don't know anything made out of a cornmeal.
Mm-hmm. And say if butter had been kept too long, you say the butter was
spoiled.
Or another
rancid.
Hmm?
Rancid.
Okay. And thick sour milk that you keep, you call that?
Clabber.
And is there anything you make from that?
I don't know anything to make.
A kind of cheese or anything?
I guess they do, but I don't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do?
And the first thing you do after milking is you have to
strain the milk.
Okay. And this is something like a fruit pie, only it's got several layers of fruit and dough in it. It's like you might make it out of apples and put down the dough and then some apples. And
cobbler.
Okay. And if someone had a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his
food or vittles.
Did you use the word vittles?
I don't know. I guess I've used it before.
Uh-huh.
Just using it. Just to be doing it.
You sort of joking?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
you don't hear it every day.
Mm-hmm.